Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting second, the right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting third, the first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Babe Barna. Batting seventh, the catcher, Roy Partee. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Yank Terry. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Yank Terry. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second, the shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting third, the left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth, the catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. And now, play ball. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a line drive towards the mound. Terry can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield takes first base on ball four. Kramer moves to third. Hoover moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball towards right field. Fox fields the ball and throws to third. Tabor drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Tabor. Kramer scores. Hoover scores. Wakefield moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Tigers. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wakefield scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor strikes out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr takes first base on ball four. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Two outs. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee strikes out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Yank Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Culberson. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Hoover goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Tigers. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-1 in the game. Culberson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-1 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna is 0-for-1 in the game. Barna strikes out. Two outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-1 in the game. Partee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doerr moves to second. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. Lake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hoover hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons pinch hits for Yank Terry. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-2 in the game. Culberson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Lucier now pitching. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Wakefield moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-2 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor hits a line drive into left field. Wakefield picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wakefield. Lupien goes all the way around to score. Tabor moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Tigers. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabor scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Tigers. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna is 0-for-2 in the game. Barna strikes out. One out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Partee strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. Lake hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 2 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 2 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Culberson. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hoover hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wakefield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Culberson. Wakefield reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. Hoover goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. D. Miles pinch hits for Lou Lucier. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 3 in the game. Culberson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miles moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Miles moves to third. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Woods now pitching. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. York hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Culberson who is chasing the ball. York reaches third base with a triple. Harris goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Tigers. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 3 in the game. Bloodworth hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. York scores. One out. It's 8-2, Tigers. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 3 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 3 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna is 0 for 3 in the game. Barna hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Partee hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.